Good morning, Lebanon, on this Hump Day Wednesday. We were blessed last night with a brief shower that gave us 0.02 of an inch of rain before pushing off to the northwest. The shower was complements of monsoonal moisture that has been streaming up from Nevada and northeastern California since the weekend. Throw in a disturbance coming up the coast and we could see afternoon showers again today and maybe a thunderstorm somewhere over the Cascades or even into the valley. The problem is nailing down exactly where. The good news is, with all the associated cloudiness, the higher temperatures we had forecasted will again peak out a little lower than we previously expected. While it'll still be warm, we again top out at around 88 for a high today. We'll also have those hazy skies from the upper-level smoke that's getting pushed up over the area still. Last night, the temperatures only fell to 65 degrees, and with partly cloudy skies tonight, the lows should be a little cooler at 59. We see fewer clouds tomorrow, so back comes the mostly sunny skies with a high-pressure ridge peaking tomorrow, the temperatures pushing up to around 93. Tomorrow night, we see more clouds and moisture getting pushed in that again could trigger some showers and maybe some thunderstorms, and the question remains exactly who's going to get them. So there is a slight threat of a thunderstorm from a little before midnight till a little after midnight, then just a slight chance of isolated showers into the early morning hours. The overnight low near 62. That threat of an isolated shower or possible thunderstorm lingers Friday as the ridge of high pressure weakens and shifts eastward ahead of a trough of low pressure that is spinning under the larger low pressure area still spinning in the Gulf of Alaska. This helps to cool things down here with the afternoon high temperature back down to around 86. The shower and thunderstorm threat remains Friday night, the lows down to near 59. The models show the trough drifting east across the area over the weekend, so we see a chance of shower Saturday with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm again, the afternoon high only up to around 79. Still a slight chance of a lingering shower or two Saturday night, the lows near 56, and that slight chance of showers lingers through Sunday, the highs Sunday near 80, the lows near 56. And some of the models are showing the low pressure area in the Gulf of Alaska drifting southward off the coast of California for the start of next week, with that low spinning another trough of low pressure up across our area, which would spell another chance of showers across the region for the start of next week, along with cooler temperatures, the highs in the mid-70s and lows in the mid-50s. So I took a quick look at the September averages for Lebanon and found the following. The average high for the start of the month is around 84 degrees, while at the end of the month, the average is down near 75 degrees. The average low starts out at 53, falling to 49 by the end of the month. Officially, the average is 79 for the high and 50 for the low, with the average rainfall for September being 1.71 inches of rain. The only other thing of interest is, things could start getting strange by the end of the week. We have another full moon on Sunday the 7th. After working in law enforcement for over 20 years, I will say I've had some pretty strange calls over the full moon periods. Just saying. As far as the wildfires go, the overall number is down to around 25 fires currently, but a couple, the Immigrant Fire and the Flat Fire, are both over 23,000 acres in size. And that's it for the Wednesday report, so try to stay cool and dry, everyone, and I'll see you again on Friday. Bye, y'all.